Thank you. Be seated.
Court is ready to hear argument from petitioner in Villarreal versus San Antonio Truck.
May it please the court, Mr. Les Mendelson will present argument to the petitioner. Petitioner has reserved 5 minutes for rebuttal.
May it please the court, I wish to thank the court for the opportunity to appear. I was not the attorney of record previously in this case. Mr. Vera has been ill and was asked yesterday to appear this morning, and please bear with me if I don't have all my facts down.
Did you get a good night's sleep?
No, I did not. Apparently I was working on another brief for the Court of Appeals. So. This hearing today gives the court an opportunity to elaborate further upon the circumstances when a cause may be dismissed for want of prosecution. The court has already held in cases cited by Justice Duncan in her very elaborate dissent in this case that a hearing must be allowed when there is to be a dismissal for want of prosecution for failure to properly develop a case. And those cases are cited in the dissent, Callahan against Staples, Veterans Landlord against Williams, and Bevel against Johnson. But the issue today is a little more narrow, and that is whether the notice that one gives by, was given by the state of Texas, in effect, by the court, is adequate to give notice that a hearing is to be on more than one issue, and that is the issue that is presented in the notice, which I will read in just a moment. Our position today is that the trial court abused its discretion in dismissing this cause because the plaintiff appeared, announced ready, had witnesses with him, filed a motion to set, filed a motion to retain. And secondly, that the state of Texas, acting through the district court, denied plaintiff due process by dismissing this case after plaintiff complied with the requirements of the notice. Now, when you look at the notice that was given by the state, it says the following, notice of setting. Notice is given that the above cause, this cause, is set for dismissal on a day and time certain. And this is what is important. You are requested to be present and to make your announcement. If no announcement is made, this cause will be dismissed for want of prosecution.
How do we know whether or not an announcement was made without a hearing transcript?
Well, I am somewhat confused. I understood that there was a transcript made for Judge David Birchelman, who heard the case. Did that not come to the court, to the Supreme Court?
My understanding is there has been no transcript of any hearing filed with the court. If that is in fact the case, aren't we to presume that no announcement was made unless there's a stipulation otherwise?
There is a procedural problem that a judgment is presumed to be supported by sufficient evidence. The problem here is that, in fact, Judge David Birchelman heard conducted the dismissal docket. For some inexplicable reason, Judge Martha Tanner signed an order. There was no hearing. But I think that the more important issue is what is the quality of the notice that was given.
Well, Mr. Nelson, let me ask you, what's the last sentence on that letter say?
The last sentence says, this is not a docket for the resetting of cases but for dismissal. It does not, this is not a notice that you are to come to court to die, and you can choose whether you want to die by fire, by stone, by bullet. Because if that were the case, this would be a notice to dismiss and your case would be dismissed. It is a notice to put a case on a docket for dismissal. It says you are to appear and make an announcement. Now, as lawyers, we've become somewhat conditioned as to what words mean. When one makes an announcement, it is either ready or not ready. When one comes to court and says, I am ready, Your Honor, I have my witnesses here, I am prepared.
Well, that's what we don't know, do we? I mean, what if he had stood up and said, I'm not ready. I would like to get on the trial docket, but I'm not going to be ready for a year. We don't know what was said.
Then I think in the interest of justice, this case has to be returned so that that determination is made, because the record was made. The record clearly was made. It was an inadequate record because Judge Bertram said, the case is dismissed. Now, do you have anything to say? And he says, I'm ready, Your Honor. I'm here. I'm prepared. I have my witnesses.
How do we know that?
I'm saying that is a problem that this court may wish to consider. In taking this case, you must have taken the case for the reason to elaborate on an issue. And if you want to elaborate on this issue, then I feel that you have to consider that there was a record made. In the court's opinion, in the Court of Appeals opinion, it is stated that there was an appearance and an announcement was made, I believe. And certainly in the dissent, I believe it says that. But it's very clear that the plaintiff appeared. He said, I'm ready. I have my witnesses. I'm ready to proceed. The court, though, and the court below, though, says, well, that really doesn't make any difference that you appeared and said you're ready. We can dismiss, we can dismiss because there was a failure to properly prosecute this case, and therefore the case can be dismissed for want of prosecution, for not timely prosecuting the case.
But under your argument, if they had come, since announcement is all that was required, they could have come forward and say, Your Honor, we announced we're not ready, and they would have avoided dismissal under your argument.
No, not hardly, because under Rule 165, there needs, if you're not ready, then you need to show cause why your case should not be dismissed. When you say you're ready, then your case should not be dismissed. If you look at Rule 165.
Well, so you think just because they're ready or not ready makes a difference on the discretion of the trial court?
On the issue of what the notice said,
right.
If the notice said
you come and make an announcement on why your case should not be dismissed.
No, it says if no announcement is made, the case will be dismissed. There should be a presumption that if you announce ready for trial, the case will not be dismissed, because it does not say anything at all about appearing to show cause why you have failed to prosecute your case. There's nothing in the notice to give any. And there is no notice to the plaintiff that he has to come forward with any proof as to what work he has done in the case. He had already filed a motion to reinstate. But I guess we don't know that, do we?
Well, and I'm a little confused. If, taking your view, if there's no announcement, that notice tells you you're surely going to be dismissed.
That's what
it
says.
But it doesn't necessarily then imply, if your announcement is not ready, that you may still suffer a dismissal if you don't show good cause.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's what happens, because
I don't know that, and we may never know that except you're telling us, because there's no statement of fact.
That is why perhaps the case should be returned so that can be developed. Because
wait a minute. If there was a hearing and there was a court reporter, but it was failed to be filed, do we have any power to send back, let's do this all over again because there's no statement of fact?
Well, I think in the interest of justice, the court certainly could do that. Because
well, but we're here under, or you're here under an abuse of discretion standard, aren't you?
Yes. And the abuse of discretion is that, number one, if you read Rule 165 and if you read the local rule, in 165, it says that a court may dismiss for failure to appear. Now, the court's saying we don't know if they fail to appear. I think from the opinion below, it's clear that there was an appearance. The opinion in the Court of Appeal shows that Villarreal and his witnesses and his lawyer did appear. The issue was, can there be a dismissal for failure to properly have previously prosecuted the case? Now, there are a number of Court of Appeals decisions which we would like this court to adopt, which say that when counsel and the client and the witnesses appear and announce ready, that it's an abuse of discretion to dismiss. Looking at the Court of Appeals opinion, I believe
everything you keep saying is something that's not in our record, nor is it in the briefing.
Is it not in the Court of Appeals opinion?
There's nothing in that that says counsel appeared, announced ready, and had his witness.
I thought that in the Court of Appeals opinion, or in the dissent, it was evidence that...
If you read the statement of facts, you probably know that, but we don't.
Well, the only statement of facts is about a 3 or 4 page transcript, which was lost by the which I understand.
We don't know that either.
I understand.
All we know is that one was attempted to be filed late, and the Court of Appeals refused to take it. That's what our record shows.
Isn't it true, though, that since this case has been on appeal, the parties do not dispute and, in fact, have advised the Intermediate Appellate Court and have advised this court in its brief that, in fact, he did appear with his witnesses and announced that?
I thought that's what it said, Your
Honor. As I understand, what you're saying is that you're not arguing that then what occurred during the course of the hearing is what is underpinning this particular issue.
What is underpinning this issue is the content of the notice. That there is a violation of due process when you expect the notice to get to where it says that you are to appear to make your announcement and it will be dismissed for want of prosecution. As the dissent pointed out, that does not give notice that there will be a hearing and there will be an attempt for proof on the issue of whether or not you properly prosecuted your case. And this court has already held that you must have notice of that and have a hearing for that. And that was not provided. There is nothing in the notice to suggest that it was provided. It would be like saying, for example, counsel gets notice to appear on a motion to compel. He appears, he responds, and the court dismisses the lawsuit. Well, I mean, you know that if you don't comply with the motion to compel, that your case can be dismissed, but you don't know that the case will be dismissed. A motion for summary judgment hearing on limitations, and counsel appears and defeats the limitation motion, but the court decides that the case will be dismissed because it hadn't been prosecuted fully. That's exactly the same scenario. Or on a Rule 15 motion for dismissal for not complying with discovery order, but then the court decides, well, even though you did comply, it's taken you too long to develop the case, so we're going to dismiss it. That's what you have here, and that's the issue that the court should be focused on.
You take the position that, the last line says that this is not a hearing for resetting, this is a hearing for dismissal, and so you would make a distinction between someone who reports and says, I'm ready for trial, set me for trial, as opposed to someone who says, I'm ready for trial, now reset me for trial. And you'd say that sentence means something different.
I think it's very clearly different when you read the opinions in the court below and what happened in the Court of Appeals.
Your issue is that announcement has a term of art. It means something to the practitioner that I'm announcing that I'm ready to go to trial. And once I do that, then I'm no longer in fear of dismissal.
Based upon the language in the notice of the hearing, a notice of the setting, which says that you are to appear, you are to announce, and you are not to make an announcement in effect that I want to reset the case for some time later. You have to be ready. That's the gist of what the notice is.
The argument that is made in response to that, essentially, by the respondent is that the practice of the bar in Bexar County is to understand announcement, this notice, to be that you are in trouble with the court, you are to come forward with the court with your basis for why your case should not be dismissed. It's, announcement has a different, announcement, whatever that means, has a meaning in the practicing bar in Bexar County that you have been called to the court to discuss why your case should not be dismissed.
That is not what the notice says. That is completely outside the record, if you will. And unfortunately, we don't have Justices Cornyn and Spector to tell you what the trial practice in Bexar County is, but that is not what the notice says. That is not what the practice is, because some cases are retained, some cases are dismissed. But here's a situation where, as Justice Hankinson pointed out from the court below, party appeared, he said he's ready, he has his witnesses, and the case was dismissed. There was no explanation as to why the case was dismissed. He was not provided a due process hearing on the issue of failure to develop his case, to prosecute his case, and that's what this court has previously held in the three cases that I cited to you, is required. And that's what the court should be riding upon, I would think, that the notice must give notice to the litigants as to what the nature of the hearings really is. And that's what I think the real issue is.
Any other questions? Thank you, counsel. The court is ready to hear argument from the respondent.
May I please the court, Mr. Peter Henry will present argument for the respondent.
Still good morning. I didn't get much sleep because it's the first time I've been here. I think the issue here for all of us is, did the notice sufficiently tell the plaintiff in this case that you better show up, you better explain why your case set, and nobody did anything about it for almost 2 years?
Because you don't contest that the plaintiff did show up and make an announcement.
Subject to killing myself, that's true. He did show up. I've been through this case.
You make that statement on page one of your brief.
Yeah, I've been through this case from day one. He showed up with the plaintiff is what happened. We were actually in front of David Birchelman. We were then sent to Martha Tanner, which is why the order is signed by Martha Tanner. Martha Tanner heard the evidence on the warrant of prosecution and then decided the case, and that's why the order is signed by Martha Tanner. That portion of the record didn't make it here because the late filing of the transcript didn't get to the Court of Civil Appeals, so it didn't get here. But for purposes of this hearing, I'll admit to all those facts that he did show up with his plan.
And announced that he was ready for trial.
Yes, did announce he was ready. Attempted to actually set the case for trial the day of the hearing or the day before. But what we have to remember here is this notice was received by all of us in August, setting this case for dismissal in October, October 22nd. And what he does is show up October 21st, files a motion to set this case on the jury docket. Bexar County rules, internal rules, I'm not sure they're in the local rules or not, basically says once your case on the dismissal docket, you can't set it. So they just won't accept a setting if you try to file it.
But the notice did say if no announcement is made, this case will be dismissed from warrant of prosecution. Isn't the fair reading of that if you announce ready for trial, it will not be dismissed?
Well, again, then the argument would be if you make any announcement, it shouldn't be dismissed, not just ready. If you just show up and say, Judge, I'm here, isn't that an announcement? I mean, I think the notice goes further than that. In the last line, it says, you are reminded this is not for resetting this case. This is for the dismissal. And then when you take this notice in connection with Rule 165A, it says when a case comes up, at the dismissal hearing, the court shall dismiss for want of prosecution unless there's good cause for this case to be maintained on the docket.
Back to an earlier point that you made, your understanding of the rules in Bexar County is that after you get the notice or after the notice is sent out, you can't request a setting on the trial docket.
You could try. You could file a motion to set, but nobody's going to accept it. This is the way it works. Because we have basically a dismissal docket clerk. So the flash goes on the computer. You take the jury setting down to the district clerk, they punch up the number, it flashes dismissal docket case, and so you have to go to the dismissal docket clerk. The clerk won't take it unless you bring an order from the judge saying this case is off the dismissal docket and it's set off.
Okay. Let me ask you this. You've been kind in conceding that the opposing side shut up and announced ready.
Correct.
Despite the fact that we don't have anything from below. Do we have presented to the court here all of the documents that would support your position, such as the fact that absolutely nothing had been done in the case by the plaintiff?
For 24 months, yes.
Are those materials here in the court, or was that stricken along with the materials?
No, the only thing that didn't make it up was just the transcript, as far as I know, was just the transcript of the actual hearing in front of Martha Tanner, Judge Tanner. Other than that, I think everything's here, although, to be honest with you, I didn't come up and check your old files. So.
What is sufficient activity? Would just asking for a trial setting do it?
From my standpoint, you know, your rules say once we file the case, we better get that thing to trial within 18 months. That's one issue we've got here. That's notice per rules that if you don't get your case set between the time you file and 18 months later, you've got a problem. You may be dismissed for want of prosecution just on the Supreme Court rules that say on a jury case, district court, 18 months from the time it's filed. I think if there's anything done in the file indicating that the plaintiff is continuing this case and not just dropped it, which the appearance from this case is, they filed their case, they sent interrogatories, we sent interrogatories, and that was it. And then the case stopped. Nothing, no depositions requested, no medical records ever proved up, nothing. And then the case hit the dismissal docket.
Well, this is a phase one or level one case. Under our new rule, sometimes there may not be very much discovery.
That's true. I agree. But you should set it for trial.
That's what my question. I mean, what would be sufficient? Would
just a trial setting. I mean, that's easy. That takes it out of the dismissal docket's jurisdiction down in Bexar County. If you set the case for trial, it automatically, it won't even get to the dismissal clerk. Because what they do is they go through the files on a regular basis, and anything that's been sitting X amount of time, they put on the dismissal docket. That's how it operates, as far as I understand. And so if a case has been set for trial and has a trial setting, it won't come up on their screen as something nobody's done anything for whatever period of time they choose, and I'm not sure what it is, to be honest with you. My guess is it's about 2 years. I'm basically a plaintiff's lawyer, so I'm well aware of this dismissal docket thing. This is one of my few defense cases I've ever had, and lucky me, I'm here in front of y'all. But I think for notice purposes, Rule 165A, the notice of setting from the district clerk, and then our own local rules gave the plaintiff more than enough notice that you better show up at this hearing, not only announce ready, you better show up at this hearing and show why you prosecuted this case with due diligence. And if you haven't, you'll be dismissed for want of prosecution. And that's what happened in this case. And that's what's happened in cases prior to this. We've got, you know, as my other counsel says, we've got case after case. And even if we go just to a few cases, like State versus Rotello, your case, the Supreme Court case, basically, that was dismissed just on a local rule, like a Bexar County rule. But the local rule for that county was, you know, if your case is set so long, we're going to put it on dismissal docket and we'll dismiss it. Y'all affirmed the dismissal for want of prosecution, which basically, in my reading of this, I'm not even sure the court even sent him notice that it was going to be dismissed.
But isn't that their complaint that, you know, even if they'd sent no notice, it would be one thing, but this notice was misleading in because it said if no announcement is made, it'll be dismissed, which implies that if you announce ready,
well, but again, then you have to read the entire notice. You're taking it out of context like they want you to and say, if I make any announcement, you wouldn't have to announce ready. Mr. Mendelson says, well, if I announce not ready, then I can be dismissed. According to the theory, all you have to do is make an announcement. Judge, I'm here. That's it. That's an announcement. I can't be dismissed. In which case, all these dismissal notices that Bexar County sends out,
are you ready for trial or not?
Well, I understand, but I mean, you take it literally. If that's what we're doing, is taking this down to its statement on paper. Any announcement would be sufficient to keep it off the dismissal box. I think the announcement already is not sufficient, to be honest with you. And I've known that for the 23 years I've practiced in Bexar County. Judge Rivera in the old days used to throw them out. Judge Curry used to throw them out on a regular basis. The appeals cases we have, and Ozuna and Goff versus Branch, the two that they say conflict, aren't really conflicting if you read them out of the Fourth Court of Appeals, because in Goff, they said, no, you can't dismiss it, because they were present at the hearing, and they did a motion to reinstate.
What happens if you have a lawyer from Dallas who is a plaintiff lawyer in a case, has never had a case in San Antonio before, gets that statement? What is that Dallas lawyer supposed to understand from that notice?
That his case
could be dismissed for want of prosecution by the statement at the bottom and the reading of Rule 165A and the local rules, and by calling any local counsel and saying, what does it mean if I get dismissal docket notice? Does that mean I have to show up and just announce ready, or does that mean I have to show up and be ready to go to trial or show them that I've been ready to go to trial? Or what do I have to be? I mean, if I got a dismissal docket notice out of Dallas, that's exactly what I'd do. I'd, number one, call up the district clerk and say, what are your local rules? And then two, call local counsel. If I can't find one I know, then look in ATLA or whatever else book I have and find one and talk to them and get an idea of what I'm running into.
Would you finish addressing the golf case? Would they get dismissed and then file a motion for rehearing? Might be required to be done, but...
The golf case basically ended up saying they were present at the hearing. So the motion to reinstate, this was a motion to reinstate appeal, basically. And what they say is 165, what is it, A3 now. On a motion to reinstate, all you have to show is that you did not appear at the hearing for negligence, or you know, you just didn't show up for your own excuse. And in this opinion, they said the motion to reinstate should have been granted. And then they went further and looked at the case on a dismissal for want of prosecution issue, whether it was prosecuted diligently, and answered that yes also, saying, we don't care which way you go, this case is going to be reversed because, one, they did show up at the dismissal docket hearing, so you on the motion to reinstate, you should have granted that because the only issue before you was were they there or not, and if they weren't there, was it a conscious indifference and all that kind of stuff. And so the court said, we're going to reverse on that. And then they said, we'll further look at the case. Well, in Goff versus Branch, they had hundreds and hundreds of pages of transcript. Plus, they were trying to get a doctor's deposition out of Hawaii that was a big problem and delayed things in the court rulings. And the court said, this plaintiff had prosecuted his case. He was
confused by the notion that there's a different standard. If you go ahead and let it get dismissed, and then you come in and file a motion for reinstatement.
I am too.
And there is for the, I mean.
I agree. I think there's.
The Bexar County.
That's the way I'm reading the cases is you'd probably be better off not showing up at the dismissal docket hearing, filing the motion to reinstate, and just show them it wasn't a result of conscious indifference. I just had a flat tire, judge. It wasn't put on my calendar. And you're back on the docket because the limitations of 165, was it 3, I think it is, A3, is that it limits that issue, which in all these cases on motions to reinstate say that's all they have to show. But they also go in, many of these cases go into further say the court has inherent powers to dismiss for want of prosecution at any time it wants outside, and that's of course part of 165A4. This rule is cumulative of all the other rules and the inherent court power to dismiss a case for want of prosecution. This case was not prosecuted. I mean, it's obvious from the record. Y'all can look at it. I mean, how long does the defendant have to sit and wait for a plaintiff to do something? Witnesses go away. You know, we lose power to do things. Granted, I can set it for trial, but it's not my duty. And I think in this case was obviously not prosecuted within the Supreme Court time limits. It sat for 24 months. There's a case in here that I think the shortest one I found was dismissed for want of prosecution and affirmed was 8 months. I've seen anywhere from 7 years to 13 years to 20 years. But I think in this case, there's an obvious lack of diligence in prosecuting this case. They did nothing. From August, I think it was September, and then the 2 years later in August is when this dismissal docket notice came. That's all I have, unless y'all have any questions.
Any further questions? Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Of course. I think there is some confusion, and I think that Justice Abbott's question was an excellent one. Certainly, a lawyer from one county would look at the local rules from the other county. And if you look at the local rules for Bexar County talk about failure to prosecute but it also talks about requiring a hearing on that point. And then you have to have notice of that hearing. We never had notice of that hearing. The only notice of hearing you have is the hearing notice that is, I believe, before the court, that identifies what we said earlier. It says nothing about failure to prosecute, a hearing on failure to prosecute the case. But if you, I'd like for you, though, to just look at what it says in the rule, in 165A. 165A, 1, talks about failure to appear, that it may be dismissed on the failure of any party seeking affirmative relief to appear at a hearing or trial. It is that section that talks about good cause. At the dismissal hearing, where you did not appear, on failure to appear, that's what the section is, you have to show good cause. It talks about noncompliance with time standards being placed on a dismissal docket. It does not say that the case shall be dismissed. It's on a dismissal docket. And then it talks about reinstatement, that you may seek to reinstate the case if it's dismissed for any reason at all, and you then show that it was not due to, it's just a, really to me, it's a default judgment standard, that it was not due to conscious indifference.
But that step was not taken in this case.
That is correct, but it was not necessary to be taken because, as the rule says, if a motion to reinstate is timely filed by any party, the trial court, regardless of whether an appeal has been perfected, has plenary power to reinstate the case in 30 days and so on and so forth. So it's very clear that your rules do not require that there be a motion for reinstatement. In the Goff case, it's clear that the Court of Appeals there was dealing with a dismissal for failure to appear. The court stated, and I can't give you the jump page, but it's because I'm only given a Westlaw copy here, I apologize. It says, but it's headnote 7, that we recognize that a court has inherent power to dismiss for want of prosecution, provided proper notice is given to the party whose cause is to be dismissed. We can find no authority for a court to invoke for the first time without proper notice its inherent powers to dismiss for want of prosecution in a restatement hearing clearly involving only the review of a dismissal order under 165A. If that is true, if you cannot dismiss for another reason when you're having a reinstatement hearing for failure to appear, so too the first time one cannot reasonably dismiss for failure to prosecute the case where the only purpose of the hearing for which you have notice is on whether or not you're going to appear and make an announcement. And I think that the problem is with the notice. And I believe that what we would hope for is for the court to clarify that if there is going to be a dismissal for a failure to prosecute, then counsel must be given notice that they have to appear and show cause why the case should not be dismissed. You either appear and announce ready and then be assigned to trial, or you announce why your case isn't ready. The second point that I wish to make is language that is found in Olin Corporation against Coastal Waters Authority, which may be cited. It's 849 Southwest 2nd at 852, just at the very end of the opinion, and it's on the same subject. It says, finally, we view this case mindful of the mandate of Civil Rules of Civil Procedure 1. Rule 1 provides that the purpose of the rules of procedure is to obtain a fair, just, and equitable adjudication of rights under established principles of substantive law, emphasizing substantive. The tension between the objective of Rule 1 and the inherent power of a trial judge to control the court's docket may be impossible to resolve with absolute precision, but a just resolution of cases prefers trials over dismissals. And so there is certainly a purpose to try the case rather than dismiss. And I would point out to the court by analogy, this court's opinion cited in Goff, which is Transamerica National Gas versus Powell, because there the court held that as to discovery sanctions, which the late Justice Chapa in deciding the Goff case relied upon, that the sanction must be directed against the abuse towards remedying the prejudice caused the innocent party. There is no evidence of any prejudice to the defendant at all. The sanction should be visited upon the offender. If the offender in this case was counsel, because he didn't set the case for trial sooner, and that is a malady that many lawyers representing individuals who have lots and lots of clients face. They sometimes let cases slip between the cracks or through the cracks, and they don't set them for trial. They let them languish. Perhaps we can infer that that's what happened here. But if anyone is to be blamed, it certainly is not plaintiff to have his case dismissed. If there is a sanction to be imposed, it could be imposed upon the one that caused it, not the plaintiff himself, and that would be consistent with this court's reasoning. And then the punishment must fit the crime. Here, the case was prepared to whatever extent the plaintiff's lawyer and the plaintiff decided it would be. If it was going to be just on interrogatories and whatever discovery they had done informally.
Come forward, show cause why this should not be dismissed for warrant of prosecution. Would the court have the power to dismiss at that hearing?
You're saying if the notice gave if the notice said this case has not been prosecuted diligently, and unless you are ready for trial today, now.
It says we're going to have a hearing, and at that time you need to show cause why this shouldn't be dismissed for prosecution.
I don't think that any cause should be dismissed for want of prosecution if a plaintiff is ready for trial. The plaintiff and his lawyer will suffer if they haven't prepared their case. It should not be, as pointed out in the Olin case, if you're going to balance Rule 1 with the inherent power of the court to dismiss, that the purpose should be to allow the trial and that there should be just cause for dismissal. But just because someone has not been spending a lot of money and a lot of time filing a lot of pleadings does not mean that a case should be dismissed. The question is, are you ready for trial? If you're not ready for trial, if you're not ready to go forward, then you've got to show cause or should show cause why the case should not be dismissed if that's the purpose of the hearing. And I think that's what this court can do, is to define for litigants and for the bar exactly what a notice for a dismissal should contain. That's what I would certainly hope this court does.
Any other questions? Thank you. That concludes today's arguments. The marshal will please adjourn the court.
All right. OEA, OEA, OEA.